show, a voice came to me, and it said, Jim, if you don't sell at least 25 albums, I'm going to call you home. I just wanted to share that with you. I don't want to make a big deal out of it. Are you enjoying yourselves so far? Man, that's great. If I do good here, I get to play a whole week at the Stuckey's in Live Oak. Now listen, don't knock Stuckey's. They've got a sign right out front that says, eat here and get gas. That's what I call integrity, you know? I do want to do another song for you from the album. You know, we're blessed here in Florida with something truly unique. Because we're a peninsula, because of our geological, the accident that happened so many millions of years ago. And we have things here that are found nowhere else on Earth. And I know that all of you share the feeling that we all have when we come to this festival, that we are here because Florida isn't something you can buy or sell. It's an idea. It's an ideal. And I want to sing a song about a creature tonight that's very precious to us. We have many of them. This is the title song from the album. It's called Roll On Manatee. Take my soul with you out to sea. You can see them near the shore. They keep our rivers clean. They're guardians of our water. This creature's so serene. Along the shallow shorelines and to the crystal springs, they surely must be numbered among our precious things. Spanish soldiers in the sun, roll on, manatee. Life and death flow on as one, roll on, manatee. They were here before Menendez built old St. Augustine, long before the Indian nations reigned supreme. Sailors thought them mermaids as they watched them nurse their young. We must preserve this creature. Their song is almost sung. I'm standing in the fading light, roll on, manatee. Watching their nocturnal flight, roll on, manatee. You can see them near the shore. They keep our rivers clean. They're guardians of our water, this mammal so serene. Protect our estuaries, help save the manatee. And like the sacred mangrove, we'll hand in hand walk. help to the sea. Roll on, roll on, roll on.
Thank you. Friends, can I see a show of hands? Those of you who have ever worked in an orange grove. Well, I see a few hands out there. Most of you didn't survive it. Now, I'm proud to say I spent a good bit of time in the groves, and it's a whole different world working in the groves and learning that language. I want to relate a story to you tonight about Snake Man. This is a story that was told to John McPhee by an old grove man. And it's the story called Snake Man. Now, Snake Man was an all-around grove man. He planted trees, he pruned trees, he grafted trees, and he sprayed trees. He's an all-around grove man. Now, nobody knew Snake Man's real name, but his real name was Walt Henderson, but nobody knew it. Now, the reason they called him Snake Man is because he couldn't stay away from snakes. See, he'd grab every snake that he saw and chase the other workers with it and scare them. He just couldn't stay away from snakes. Well, one day, Snake Man picked up a little pygmy rattler, and he started chasing the other guys with it. And that thing got loose and bit him right on the thumb. And the foreman told him he was going to have to go to the hospital. And Snake Man said, "No, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to be fine." Well, they finally got him to the hospital, and they thought he was going to die. His arm swelled up about 4 times its normal size. Well, Snake Man was in the hospital for 2 weeks. And then he didn't come back to the grove for another 2 weeks after that. But one day he finally showed up at the grove, and one of the workers said, "Hey, Snake Man, how you doing?" And Snake Man stopped, and he looked at all of us. And he said, "Boys, my name is Walt." So I want to do this song in memory of my experience with the groves. It's called the Orange Grove Blues. I got the Orange Grove Blues. I believe that hole done broke my back. Got the Orange Grove Blues. I believe that hole done broke my back. One day I hoed so many circles, that night I met myself hoeing back. I was looking bad too. I got the milk vine moan, pulling milk vine thick as my leg. Got the milk vine moan, pulling milk vine thick as my leg. One day I pulled on one so stubborn, it wouldn't turn loose until I bay. I got the grove heater grown. Them nasty things don't give no slack. Got the grove heater grown. 100 pounds don't give no slack. Well, I wish some man had made 'em, would tote 'em to hell and never come back. I got the Orange Grove Blues. Yeah, the grove he'd have grown. Orange Blossom Blues. You know the milk vine moan. Orange Grove Blues. Strolling down old Citrus Lane. I got the Orange Grove Blues. Orange juice in my veins. you bite my favorite fruit? Tangerine, bebop my favorite fruit. You know it tastes like ambrosia, all dressed up in a golden suit. Now you can keep your papaya, I don't much like that taste too well. I said you can keep your papaya, I can't hardly stand that taste too well. How sometimes that papaya tastes just like a wet dog smell. Woo! I got the orange grow blues, yeah, the gold heat of grown. Orange blossom blues, you know the milk vine moan. Orange grow blues, strolling down old citrus lane. I got the orange grow blues, orange juice in my veins. Friends, I got a call from my good friend, Purvis Cooter. Those of you who don't know Purvis have missed meeting one of Florida's own. He's just a good old Florida cracker, born and bred. Independent as the day is long. Now, some people think that Purvis is lazy, but that's not the case, friends. He just doesn't like working for other people. So consequently, he's always trying to think of new ways to retain his independence. Now, when Disney World opened some 15 or so years ago, Purvis decided he was going to get in on the action. So he started a string of coin-operated wishing wells. Now, I must admit that all of Purvis's financial endeavors are a failure, and that was no exception. His next scheme was he brought a truckload of armadillos from Texas and sold them in Georgia for a possum on the half shell. He lost a lot of money on that, friends. So right now, Purvis is Florida's only freelance notary public. And when he can tear himself away from the strenuous duties that entails, he's a part-time fishing guide for bass on the Withlacoochee River. Well, I got a call from my good friend Purvis, and he said, Jim, you got to come up here to my place on the river. I got me a new bass hole, and I'm going to put you in them. So consequently, I found myself driving hell-bent for leather for the Withlacoochee River the following Saturday morning. I got there just before daylight, and Purvis had the boat ready. I jumped in, and we sped out across the dark waters of Silver Lake on the Withlacoochee. We got over to a grassy, long stretch of grassy bank, and Purvis pulled over, and he stopped the motor, and he said, okay, Jim, we can get out and start fishing here. Well, finally, I understood the kind of fishing Purvis had in mind. We were going to be wade fishing using fly rods and honeybee popping bugs for bass. Now, friends, I love to fish. And I do love to fish for saltwater or freshwater, either one. But I don't like to get out in these Florida streams that are so dark that you can't see anything. It makes me nervous. I'll just be frank about it. So it was with a lot of, you know, I'm just afraid some alligator is going to come up and bite off my vital necessities. So it was with a lot of consternation that I lowered myself into that water. Ooh, it was dark and cold, friends. It was so dark, I stuck my finger down there and it totally disappeared. I said, Purvis, shouldn't we be worried about these alligators here on the Withlacoochee? He said, don't worry, Jim, there's no alligators on this stretch of the river. I said, there isn't? He said, no, the cottonmouths killed all of them. So in spite of my nervousness, we caught a lot of fish that day. And I want to do this for purpose. It's called When I Die. When I die, don't bury me in a lonesome grave beneath a tree. Just scatter my ashes in the float where the Withlacoochee waters go. Don't weep for me when I'm gone at last. Just grab your pole, catch a big old bass, catch a largemouth bass and set it free. When you set it free, then think of me. Yes, when I die, don't bury me in a lonesome grave beneath a tree. Just scatter my ashes in the flow where the Withlacoochee waters go. Friends, do we have anybody here from out of state? Could I see a show of hands? Ah, we have a few people. That's good. We want to welcome you to Florida. And have you seen any of... I saw you raise your hand there. I'll just pick you at random and embarrass you instead of this lady over here. Have you seen any of our tourist attractions while you've been down here? You have. We're famous for tourist attractions. And... you know, there's Dismal World, the Tragic Kingdom, you know that? Cypress Garbage. Yeah. Pay a few dollars and stare at a bush. It's amazing. We're just loaded down with them, friends. It's a tradition in Florida. I'm from Orlando, you know, and we have a tourist attraction there I'd like for you to see. If you're from out of state and if you've never been to downtown Orlando, at about sundown, we call it Wino Country Safari. You can drive through and the drunks walk right up to your car, friends. It's a lot of fun. You can drive through or take the glass bottom bus. Either one, we have it. Friends, do you like cowboy songs? Yeah. Yes, sir. Those songs about the great American West. Well, you know, as Frank Thomas and many other people have pointed out, we don't call them cowboys here in Florida. We call them cowmen. But I want to do for you tonight a couple of cowboy songs to wind up my spasm. And... This is a real cowboy song, and I want you to help me out on this song because I need all the help I can get. See? And this is a real cowboy song, and I'll give you your part here in just a second. The cattle are prowling, the coyotes are howling way out where the doggies bawl, where spurs are a-jingling, this cowboy is singing his lonesome cattle call. This is your part. You're going to have to goose him a little bit harder there if you want to.
He rides in the sun, the day work is done, and it rounds up the cattle each call. Singing his cattle call. 4 hours he would ride on a range far and wide when the night winds blew up a squall. His heart is a feather in all kinds of weather. He sings his cattle call.
One more chance. Come on now.
And he sings with an old western drawl. Singing his cattle call.
Everybody, one more time. Thank you very much. This has been delightful for me, and I'm really honored to be here. I've got one more song I want to do for you, and this is by another Florida songwriter, a good friend of mine named Jim Stafford. This is another parody on cowboy songs. It's serious, though. It's already exciting, isn't it? From the Badlands came the killer, live by the knife and the gun. Shoot you just for standing, cut you if you tried to run. He was big as a tree and he did as he pleased, and everything he did was bad. They said if you was to kill him, it'd only make him mad. From the good lands came the cowgirl, Patty was her name. She was hot on the trail of that killer, on a moped she called Flame. 'Cause the killer had killed her daddy, just for spitting in the road. And you only had to kill Patty's daddy once to get that gal PO'd. Ha! Yippee-yay, cow Patty. Yippee-yay, cow Patty. She rode into town to find the man that killed her daddy. Ha! Yippee-yay, cow Patty. Killer hit town at daybreak. He ate the door off the local saloon. He started to drink. You could tell he was thinking there'll be a showdown soon. Patty hit town in a cloud of dust. Old Flame was buzzing like a saw. The whole town got as quiet as a church when the killer stepped out for the draw. 40 shots rang out. 40 people fell. Patty and the killer missed each other and shot that town to hell. Yippee-yay, cow Patty. Ha! Yippee-yay, cow Patty. She rode into town to find a man that killed her daddy. Ha! Yippee-yay, killer took a step towards Patty. Said, it's time I gunned you down. But he slipped in something that was laying in the street and was shot before he hit the ground. Yes, the killer slipped. And it cost him his life. And Patty said, as she roared out of town, you gotta watch your step when you know the chips are down. Yippee-yay, Patty! Thank you, dear friends.